This is the third story in a four-part series by the Boston Globe's Spotlight team investigating debt collection in the United States. Today's installment examines the role of constables in the debt collection system in Massachusetts. This story was reported by Spotlight team members Michael Resendiz, Beth Healy, Francie Latour, Heather Allen, and editor Walter V. Robinson. It was written by Robinson and Resendiz.
They have the power to take your car, your money, and sometimes your freedom. And they bring some uncommon credentials to the job. Consider these resume highlights. First, Kenneth J. Dorsey, manager of a Jamaica Plain bar room, ran an illegal gaming operation, busted by Boston police in 1994, rifle and shotgun confiscated, pleaded guilty. Kevin J. Dalton, fired in 2001 as a Plymouth County deputy sheriff after a state police investigation of allegations that he shook down a company seeking a contract with the sheriff's department, which he denies. Constance Sorensen, in 2003, fined in court for punching a woman in the mouth outside a bar in Billerica. The same year, filed for bankruptcy with $47,000 in credit card debt. Current status? Warrant outstanding for her arrest for not paying a court fine after her most recent arrest in June. Sorensen, Dalton, and Dorsey, along with that baggage, also carry badges as officers in the murkiest backwater of the Massachusetts law enforcement community. They earn their keep as constables, appointed by cities and towns to serve court papers and execute court orders. In the city of Boston alone, there are 186 of them, and Mayor Thomas Menino has given arrest powers to everyone, including Dorsey and 87 others who have criminal arrest records, and those arrest records are for offenses that include firearms violations, indecent assault and battery on a child, domestic violence, even impersonating a police officer. Eight of them have been appointed despite criminal convictions, and one of those has been convicted twice in the last 4 years of beating his wife. Constables are an odd, anachronistic leftover from colonial days. Independent business people with police powers. No training is required, no oversight is provided, and no state agency keeps track of their identities, much less their numbers. Statewide, there are estimated to be between 1,500 and 2,000 constables. Many among them, including Dorsey, Dalton, and Sorensen, operate as foot soldiers for the most aggressive debt collectors in Massachusetts. They make their money late at night or at first light with a frightening thump on the door, seizing cars by the thousands from intimidated debtors who have missed or ignored court orders to pay their creditors. For the most part, constables prefer to knock politely during daylight hours to deliver subpoenas and the like for the $35 or $40 fee. But their more aggressive brethren do much better than that. Thanks to a 1990 loophole that was added to a state law that freed them up to charge whatever they like for seizing autos. The result? Price gouging. Constables charge debtors between $600 and $900 to accompany the tow truck that arrives to hook your car. The fee used to be capped at $25. And when debtors cannot raise the cash to pay the debt and the seizure fees, their cars are then sold at auction. Here again, the constables are part of the game. Proceeds of the auction are split among the constable, the tow lot, and the creditor. Almost always, the Globe found, they ignore a state law requiring that the first $700 of the sales proceeds be returned to the debtors. In this obscure trade, constables have some well-armed competitors, the county deputy sheriffs, who sit one short rung up the law enforcement ladder and have grabbed an increasing share of the auto seizure business. For sheriffs, too, the pursuit of a payout can sometimes take precedence over fairness. Here's one example. Earlier this year, two deputy sheriffs in Worcester County threatened to arrest a woman who stood between them and her car. She was waving bankruptcy papers that should have exempted it from seizure. That didn't matter to them. They took her car, and it took her 10 weeks to get the car back. In the last 5 years, sheriff's departments in just 5 counties, Worcester, Norfolk, Bristol, Plymouth, and Middlesex, have seized about 2,500 cars for debt collectors, most often for a fee of $600 per car. And like the constables, they too don't tell the debtors they are entitled to the first $700 when a seized auto is sold at auction.